Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
Ballsy is at fault.
No, he's
we've
not.
We're all agreeing this because I believe we're
You're all part of the same show.
No, we're all part of the same show where you declared that winter was over.
It is. It's sprinter right now.
You said winter was winter is over.
Mm-hmm. It's spring and winter. Sprinter.
And you said we were done with it.
We are.
And here we're getting 10 to 15 centimeters of snow today.
We are over.
Tomorrow.
And I'll tell you why we're over. I celebrated the unofficial first day of spring yesterday.
See, that's why.
I had hot dogs.
Yeah.
Hot dogs yesterday.
It's your
fault.
Was
outstanding.
Your fault.
Spaghetti or mustard
Did
and ketchup.
Did you eat them outside?
I had one outside.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Well, that you ate outside. That's
as I was
officially declaring
it's
spring.
Yep.
Yeah. No, you're at fault.
I dug a drainage ditch to the ditch so all the water could flow in.
Yeah.
Oh, Chad, come on, man. It's white rain. And if you're giving the forecast, it is absolutely inaccurate. It always will be.
It's the exact forecast that everybody else gives.
The last time you told me it was going to be apocalyptic, I walked outside. I'm like, what is this guy talking about? It never snowed. It never did anything.
Yeah, no, that minus 50 streak, I didn't forecast that. Oh, you know, you're going to just forget about that part. Forget about me being right.
Listen, a broken clock's right twice a day. So you're right a couple of times a year.
Yeah, okay.
You tell a funny joke once in a while.
Right.
What did you do on the first day of spring this weekend? What were you doing?
I didn't declare it the first day
what
of spring.
What did you do?
I did happen to barbecue.
Oh,
because
good job.
Because it was warm enough
to. You have
to,
a beer?
But I might have had a beer, too, but I did not declare it the first day of spring.
You bought into it. Yeah,
no, it just happened to be a warm enough winter day that I could get out to do it.
Listen, here's the difference between me and you. I have the balls to make a declaration.
Yeah.
You have the no balls to say, oh, that's just the same forecast everybody gives. And a beer, you got a beer and a steak, so you bought in to what I was preaching.
Ladies and gentlemen, I swear we are friends. I swear we're friends. It's a struggle. I mean, to maintain this friendship.
Yeah, but a good friendship, you got to tell the other guy he's terrible, and you're terrible.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
She's back to normal, Ben. You know, over the weekend, other than everybody wearing masks, you would have sworn, like, we're out of this thing.
And yeah, I'm okay with that.
We're not out of it.
No.
Clearly we're not.
No.
But, I mean, if everybody's following the rules, and it's within the rules, I mean, yeah,
mask,
get out there.
Rub your hands with the sanitizer and get out and do your thing.
Were busy.
I'm all for it now. A year's a year. Enough's enough. Let's go.
I mean, follow the rules.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying don't follow the rules, but, I was wearing a mask. I was at Home Depot. I was at Costco. I was out and about doing
some
stuff.
Yeah, I had to do some things, too. Run around and get some gifts.
Social distance. I noticed people are, even when I was at Costco, a little bit different at Costco because they're backed up so far down the line.
Yeah.
But I noticed at some of these other stores, people are really adhering to the they see the feet on the floor and they.
Well, people just know to stay out of your face a little bit, generally. But you'll get the occasional person that really hasn't caught on to it. But generally, people will kind of stay away from you.
But I think if you know your friends, and you, if you know the person, you generally know how strict you are with them and they're strict with you. Do you know what I mean? I've had people shaking my hands now. They know.
Yeah, well, you still shouldn't do that.
They know I have no problem shaking hands. I have no problem shaking hands. I still want to shake people's hands.
You still want to maintain social distance.
Whatever. I'm not saying that you shouldn't listen to the rules.
Yeah.
I'm just telling
you. No, you are. You're saying listen to the rules, but don't listen to
them. Well, if a guy comes up and I know him and he wants to shake my hand, I'm not going to treat him like he's got some sort of
disease. I've had that before, and I tell people, I just prefer not to.
See, I don't do that. No, you're my buddy. We've been
buddies. They know I'm their buddy. I'm not that insecure, and I hope they're not that insecure.
Well, I'm insecure, and I'm going to tell them that.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Okay, these are the activities they say during this pandemic we've found that we like doing with our kids. Going for walks. I know you are doing that quite regularly with Cash, and you'll be doing that this summer with Cash on probably like a little bike and a stroller.
Nine other children we have.
And a stroller. Yeah, that's the way to go there, John Chick. Yeah.
The entire infield.
Yeah. Now, going to the park, that was a little bit different, but you did that, didn't you? He's the only kid I saw go to the park that counted ABCs instead of actually sliding.
The small park.
Yeah.
My wife took him to the big park. I don't like the big park.
People say they found out they love reading to their kids during, do that quite regularly.
Oh, man, we read a ton to our kids. Yeah, always have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dr. Seuss.
Seuss. Yeah, okay. But we do all of it because, we find
How about baking and cooking? I use my template for this when I see these stories. I saw your kid. He didn't quite get down the chocolate-covered strawberries. Like, for Valentine's, he was, like, eating them.
He just dipped into the chocolate, and then, that's what he did.
Have you had any picnics?
No. All the picnic people out there.
Yeah.
You're crazy.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Picnics suck.
They do suck. Like, bugs and gnats.
Yeah. Why do I want to eat outdoors? If I'm going to eat outdoors, it's going to be on a patio at a restaurant. Yeah. That's the most outdoor deal.
You take your kid to Wascana Lake and the goose comes by and craps right by your picnic blanket.
What are you going
to
cook, hot dogs? Yeah. You're going to cook hot dogs on those supplied grills at Wascana?
Yeah.
Are you crazy?
You know what else is stupid besides the picnic at the park? Because people have said they do this too in this. Feeding the actual geese and ducks. You don't bring bread and feed them. They're all you. I don't want those piece of crap things around in the first place. Now we want them all to conglomerate.
We all agree. Geese are dicks.
They are.
Don't feed them.
No.
Do not encourage that.
We need
behavior.
To evict them from the park.
Get out of here.
Not. Yeah.
I know they're Canadian geese and they're noble.
Yeah.
And they're they're a trademark of Canada. They truly are our animal. You know what? They're not. They're cobra chickens. They hiss at us and they scare the hell out of me when I go for a walk and I step in their.
You're
crap,
the equivalent.
And I'm done.
You're the equivalent of Justin Bieber. We want to send you to the States and you stay there.
Yeah, that's right. And come back to show your face every now and then.
For award shows.
And leave.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Good morning. It is International Women's Day today. So we celebrate the women in our lives that are important, that are significant contributors to everything we've become. And of course, we look to the future of gender equality. And here on The Wolf, I mean, I know we make our fun, but we also know the reality of it. And the reality is women do not live in an equal world. And that's ridiculous to this point. Should they get paid the same as men? Yes, absolutely. 100%. They should have all the same opportunities that men have.
Men aren't equal to women in so many things. Like, Crescenta blows my doors off. She's so versatile. My mom, in the last 2 weeks, just showing the epitome of strength.
Yeah, mine too.
Yeah, you know, your mom too.
My like mom's had health challenges.
Our moms are tough.
And my wife, I'm just like,
she
has boundless energy and the ability to, like, carry human life like that.
Well, she's literally got a 2-year-old baby on her baby bump.
Yeah.
Taking a picture smiling. And I'm like, and she's trusting.
Men would not do that.
And she's trusting her feet with her pathetic husband, whose feet look like they were mangled in a cheese grater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kudos, Callie.
But it's not just about our significant others and our moms.
No.
I mean, all guys love their mom. All right. And all guys love their significant other. And if you don't, then maybe you shouldn't be with them. But it's about the other women in our lives that I think we need to bring attention to. I know for us, you and I, on a daily, we've always said this. Diane, our receptionist, there's no way we would get through a day without Diane. All of our coworkers. I mean, all of our female coworkers.
Karen, up front there, and
every single one of them. Angela, Denise, everyone. Our sales crew, Kenda. I'm gonna miss names.
Gloria, the hallway,
coworker. All of the other on-air people in the building too. Listen, this is a battle for every gender, not just for women. It is also up to men to stand up for women. That is something that I think a lot of men kind of go, well, it's your battle, fight it. Mm-hmm. It's not. It's everybody's battle for equality. And I know they always say, are you a feminist? I don't call myself a feminist because I don't think I have the right to call myself that. But I am, of course,
pro-woman.
In the fight for equality.
Pro-woman, yeah. So, and if we're going to list names, we can't not list Shauna and Brandy. Brandy's on maternity leave.
Well,
so,
of course.
So she's not here. She gets the benefit of having a baby and not being around us for a year. So good. So all of it falls on Shauna. Yeah. So is Shauna with the rest of the dudes. So Shauna and Brandy... And every other woman that has to put up with us.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
I wanted to enjoy the unofficial first day of spring yesterday. Unfortunately, I was really cooped up inside my home. So I got up in the morning to do my daily constitutional there. And I flushed the toilet.
Yeah.
And it didn't go down. So, okay, whatever.
It didn't go down.
No, so I'll go. I don't want to get too descriptive, but I'll go get a plunger.
Did you have that moment? Did it fill up?
Was
the toilet filling up?
And
then you went, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And he had that like heart attack moment where you're like, it's not going to overflow, is it?
No, and it was one of those things. I'm an expert when it comes to this stuff. So it was a battle with the toilet. So I found out Christina's plunger is terrible. So I went to the hardware store in town and bought it.
You got
to
get a good one.
I got a great plunger, the master plunger. I got that. I plunged that sucker for 2 hours. It didn't help, okay?
No.
So then I went to the Home Depot and got myself a snake. I rented a snake for $14, whatever. Anyways,
now if you're unfamiliar with what a snake is, it is not like an animal snake.
No,
it is a snake
like
that
an
you
auger.
Put down
like
the toilet
auger
and
almost,
you turn it.
Yeah, yeah. But it's okay. So here's
by the way.
Yeah,
renting a snake.
Yeah,
it's a bold move.
So before
it's a bold move.
Before
it's like renting underwear.
Before I rent the snake, I phone my neighbor Larry across the street. Larry, do you have a snake? No, but do you? What happened over there? He's like Wilson.
Yeah. Right.
I said from Tool Time. I said no, I don't. No, Larry. Don't worry about it. He goes, well, no, I can come over. I'll bring my plunger. I said no, Larry. We're not that good of neighbors. So I drove to the Home Depot.
Yeah.
Got myself the snake. And the guys know me. Hey, how's Chad doing? Like, it's not great. So now they know that I took a crap and it didn't go down.
Yeah.
So I'm at my house trying to figure this thing out. But here's the thing about the snake.
Uh-huh.
It's a two-man job. It's a two-man job.
One person has to feed, one person turns.
So anyway, I'm how am I going to do this? Christina has to go. She's got something to do. So then... Knock at the door.
Uh-oh.
It's Larry. Larry goes, listen, before we do this, I'll go get my plunger. So he comes in and he's plunging
and
my...
Is there matter
in
the toilet?
Yes, he's plunging
like
my stuff.
There's matter.
Larry, my neighbor.
Oh, boy.
And then Larry goes, okay, here's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
I'm gonna feed and you're gonna feed it in and I'm going to turn it.
Oh, yeah.
And we did, and it got fixed.
It worked out.
But wait, it's not over.
Yeah.
See, I scuffed up the bowl, because if you don't do it right, you could scuff up the bowl,
scratched
right?
Scratched it?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And I'm thinking, Christina's going to kill me.
Yeah,
she's going to kill me.
Yeah.
Larry's like, oh, that doesn't matter. I said, no, you don't know my girlfriend.
Yeah.
So I drove back to the hardware store and got this. It's called Barkeep's Helper.
Uh-huh.
Seriously, it helped.
Okay.
So I took this. I sprayed it in there.
Yeah.
YouTube showed me this. I rubbed it and it all came out.
Really?
It was great.
Aren't you quite the handyman?
Took me 4 hours, but that's a neighbor. A neighbor that comes over and he...
You know he had one of those moments where he's like, I gotta see this.
Right?
That's what he did.
That's totally... It's just like, all right. What kind of chocolate-covered squirrel did this guy
eat? You know what he said? You know what he said to me? typical Wilson movie goes, Michael, more fiber.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Over the weekend, it was definitely spring-like. It felt spring-like.
No, it was. Yeah, for sure. Spring. And spring's here, man.
No,
spring
it's not,
is here.
It's not here yet. I will not declare that yet. But we're heading into winter, too. This is second winter. And then after that, then maybe we'll be at spring.
I even exposed my little tan chicken legs. I went out to the car wash there in Emerald Park.
Yeah.
And wore my shorts and my hoodie.
Right.
And washed my car.
Yeah.
Wiped it down.
Did the fine folks at KFC run you down and say,
No, it was on Tuesday.
It was
Toonie Tuesday. Oh, okay. That's Toonie Tuesday.
Yeah, good. So, I saw Shorts Guy out there. Shorts Guy was definitely living the good life this weekend.
Here's where it's the mentality now, Chad. You wear the shorts now. It's sprinter, spring and winter, right in the middle there. And you got to will it over to the spring side. So, get on your sprinter shorts. Get out.
Here's what's garbage about
this. Here's what's garbage.
This attitude you have.
What?
Last year, like every year, whenever I jump the gun and declare it in early spring, you say it's my fault for any sort of winter that comes around.
Right.
Now, you're the guy who jumped the gun early and declared it
didn't
spring.
Jump it.
You declared it spring.
Yeah, accurately.
And now we're going to get 10 to 15 centimeters of snow tonight into tomorrow.
Temperature's 8.
And you're not taking the heat for it at all. Like, no, you're Mr. Teflon, aren't you? Nothing sticks to you.
Well, listen. Well, just like the snow falling on the ground, it's not going to stick because it's spring. It's melting.
If it's zero or one,
it's going to melt.
We're heading into winter number two.
No, we're not.
It's
white rain.
And we probably still have another one or two at least minus 20 days.
See what I have to put up with. This guy here.
What I have to put up with?
Yeah, they're like, man, no wonder you want to come to work every day.
Yeah,
surrounded by greatness.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.